Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddison. In this episode, we sit down with Tyler Rich. Tyler, we get the early wake-up call. We Zoomed with Tyler from his home on the West Coast in Los Angeles, California, to chat about his new album, 2,000 Miles, and the brand-new single, Feels Like Home. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Tyler Rich.
Coffee, Country, and Cody on WSM.
Providing a unique blend of urban amenities and small-town charm, Yuba City, California's historic downtown is the perfect backdrop for shopping, entertainment, and Zoom interviews with Tyler Rich on Coffee, Country, and Cody. Get you a cup and come on, bud.
Hey, Tyler.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing well. So it's a little early for you. By California time standards, Pacific time, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, 7:30-ish. I was just picked up my guitar and I was like, man, I don't think I've sang or really talked this early in the morning in a really long time. I was like, feels good.
This is an odd question to ask, but was that a birch bark coffee mug that you had there?
No, this is, we actually just went on a big road trip during quarantine. I got this in Yosemite.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just so beautiful there. So, like, I wake up in the morning now and I just pretend I'm still there. And I look at the hikes and I can already start sweating.
What a great place to go right now, to get outside. That must have been a wonderful trip.
Oh, man, it was incredible. Especially because the park's at half capacity just because of distancing and everything still. And or at least it was. We went the first week it reopened. And, man, it was insane. Especially growing up that close, it was crazy. I'd never actually been there for some reason. I'd been around because, you know, hundreds of miles of mountains, but then you get right in the middle of that valley of Yosemite is when it gets just breathtaking. And I finally went in and, man, I want to go back like every week. It was incredible.
So the landmark that everyone has to have their picture in front of is El Capitan. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's huge. It's insane. That documentary just came out, Free Solo, last year, where the guy climbed
with no equipment whatsoever. No ropes. Isn't that insane? I saw that on the plane. My husband and I were watching it, and we were just on the edge of our seat. Incredible he did that.
You watched that on a plane?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. It was riveting, though.
So Yuba City is north of Sacramento. How far to Yosemite for you, though you'd never been there as a native Californian?
It's about 4 hours from my hometown. But we live in, so we go back and forth between LA and Nashville. My wife's an actress. And so, as soon as quarantine kind of hit, music and touring stopped before filming did. And so I grabbed the dog and flew out here and, ended up just being here. So I've gone back to Nashville a few times for work and whatnot, little things that I needed to do. But I mean, I finished the album here in this apartment. We sent microphones from different places and recorded just like this on Zoom in real time to my producer's computer. And we've made the most out of quarantine, but it's also about, I think, 4 or 5 hours from LA as well.
Well, I've introduced you on many nights, bring you out on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry for a performance, and it's great to see that your debut album will be out on Friday. It's called 2,000 Miles, the new single and video. We're going to watch and listen right now all over the country and all over the world on WSM Radio and Circle Television. Feels Like Home. Our guest is Tyler Rich.
Some out of tune singers sing songs we grew up on. Lines fly like darts as some guy tries his luck on the prettiest girl. He ain't got a shot with it.
Tyler Rich, Feels Like Home. How much fun was that to make for those of you getting to see the video on Circle? And Instantly hummable, Charlie Maddox. I think you said, you know, you got a hit. When
oh,
you
man.
Got that going
yeah, the
for
first
you.
Time you hear it, you're going to be humming it all day long. That's a good sign with a song.
Yeah.
So, who were the cast of characters, some of whom we saw in the video? Your wife?
Yeah, my wife is the one at home with me. Probably be a problem if that wasn't the wife.
Right.
Well,
why should we be back like that? And, you know, we. Just like everybody, you know, in the country, just going stir crazy and wishing we could see all of our friends. I'm fortunate enough to have friends all over the country from touring and just from all, you know, so many years going different places. And the song is about touring and all of the places that make me feel like home, even when I'm not at home, and all the people that make me feel like home, no matter where I'm at. And so I wanted them all to be in the video. I had like my friends from New York and my friends from Nashville, friends from Sacramento and my friends from Massachusetts and all these little pockets of people at their own homes, just having fun doing their thing. And I wanted it to have a, you know, like a Wonder Years, hope that's not dating myself for anybody watching, but a Wonder Years kind of great vibe, you know, and all that. And nostalgic, you know, that was the key word I was going after. And that video came out yesterday. So super excited. Well, so happy everybody gets to see it.
Yeah, the album is out. The debut album is out. 2,000 Miles comes out on Friday, this Friday. And what you just saw and heard was Feels Like Home. Tyler Rich is our guest.
What's been great is you either wrote or co-wrote nearly everything on the album, except for one really notable cover that I'm just going to play a little snippet of here, and you'll explain.
She told me her name was Billie Jean. She caused a scene. Every head turned with eyes that dreamed of being the one.
A little Michael Jackson to end the album, huh, Tyler?
Yeah. You know, I grew up, it's funny, when I was a kid, two of my favorite movies were Pure Country, George Strait. I loved George Strait as a movie star before I even knew he could sing. I was like eight. But then Michael Jackson music videos, I used to be obsessed with them. I used to watch them like they were movies. Thriller, one of my favorite horror movies when I was a kid.
Me too.
You know, just so good. And I just grew up, you know, playing guitar with singer-songwriter stuff. And his songs, the storytelling behind Billie Jean and stuff is so incredible. And I was like, man, it'd be such a cool, like, sultry, kind of bluesy country song. And so I did a rendition of that back when I used to just play for tips in Vegas at these different, you know, wine lounges and stuff. And I did a rendition of that song just like that to see if it would actually make me any money that night. And every time I started playing that, kind of, I kind of think of it as like an Ole Red, you know, Blake Shelton version of Blake.
Oh, yeah. It's that arrangement. Yeah, sure.
Like a little gritty. And I did it like that kind of back to back one night, and I got a $100 bill, and I was like, okay, I'm going to perfect this cover for sure. Yeah.
There you go. And you sure do.
Everybody loved it.
I bet.
Let's put it on the.
But yes. It's bold to take on Michael Jackson. You did it. You did it well. People can catch you on social media. You've been doing a lot of live at home sessions and Sunday brunch sessions. Where can people find you? What's coming up?
Yeah, everything is just my name, Tyler Rich. If you can't find that, Tyler Rich Music. But yeah, we do lots of, my wife and I every Sunday have been doing this. We call it Leave Her Wild Sunday Brunch. And it's kind of like a day drinking. It's not kind of, it's a day drinking Sunday brunch. And it's a lot of fun. You know, we do music, but we also invite surprise guests on, other, you know, actors, athletes, other entertainers. And we bring them on as a surprise guest. We do like drinking game trivia. Everybody's usually a little buzzed by the end. But it's a lot of fun. And then, you know, just Feels Like Home couch concert series is what I've been doing all of quarantine. I just sit on my couch and I take requests by the comments, play songs, play new songs, play old songs, play songs I wrote that day on Zoom, and just stay connected. You know, it's been really important. And it's actually extremely beneficial. I feel like my bond with my fans has grown so much through this, because we're all going through this together. And at the same time, we still see each other every week, even if it is just on Instagram Live. And it's been awesome. Sad, but awesome.
You sure seem comfortable when you're on the Grand Ole Opry stage, like you belong. So thank you.
My last one was my 10th one. I got my coffee mug. I'm waiting for number 11.
There you go. you go.
You know what we say at the Opry? We celebrate very special life moments and career moments with inexpensive gifts. Tyler Rich, thanks for coming to see us. Congratulations on finishing that album. Been waiting for a while. It comes out, his debut album, 2,000 Miles. You can also follow up. He talked about TylerRich.com, live at home sessions, something he did over the course of quarantine. But the new album, 2,000 Miles, comes out on Friday, and we just heard and saw Feels Like Home. From Los Angeles this morning, Tyler Rich.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattis. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.